Gentlemen, it is the one, the only designated spitters time. Francis, what's goody, fam? How you doing, brother?
Hey, brother. You know, I'm doing good. I'm doing good. But the better question is, how are you doing?
Hey, man. I'm brother? Doing
it's
all
a big
fam.
Day.
It's a big day. It's a big day. All right.
It's boss day. That's what we call it.
It's boss day today. I'm feeling good. I spent the whole day with family today. So that was very, very nice. Yeah. Everything is good, man. Everything is good. I'm excited. We had a good time. Pop Simonetti was in a great mood. I was in a great mood. Everybody was in a great mood. And now we got DS time to talk some baseball. Why the hell not? Yeah.
And we got some good baseball to talk about.
We do. We definitely do got some good baseball to talk about. First and foremost, I want to say hi to this me and France, we both not wearing hats today, man. What's up with that?
I just peeped that too. That's crazy. I don't know.
That's like
I didn't have a hat on today.
That is absolutely like a first.
This is one of those. Today is just one of those days, right, bro?
It really is. It really is, man. Before we went live, like Twitter kicked me out, and it's like a complete mess right now. So I haven't even been able to tweet out the show. So if anybody wants to help us, real quick, tweet out designated spitters all over the place.
I just saw the tweet, whatever
social media you're on. So.
I just saw the tweet go out. So, all right, we're getting better. Let's go.
We're getting better. Perfect. Thank you, guys. But anyway, my guy John Brophy. What's going on, Brophy? No green beer right now, bro. No green beer, right? No green beer right now. Okay. But it is St. Paddy's Day. Facts. It is X. Yes, Kev. X. I forget. You know, it is what it is. My guy Aiden says, what's up, guys? Happy birthday, Pete. You look younger, my guy. Well, look, you know, we take care of ourselves over here at NYU.
You know what I'm saying? Okay.
But yeah, I do got the DS.
That's true. Is that the T-shirt?
That's the T-shirt, fam. That's the new one too.
Listen, I was gonna say, man. Listen, man. After we came back from Florida, I just realized, like, because we were all out there and we were all like wearing different pieces of the merch and stuff, and I was just like, damn, I gotta get that. I gotta get this. I gotta get that. And
bro,
I just went and bought a bunch of shit. Now I got so much more shit on the list, man.
Everything,
but the new
bro,
quality,
it's crazy.
Gabagool
is what I call it. That's what the new quality is. Gabagool. That's exactly what it is. It's gabagool quality.
I'm gonna rebuy the stuff that I have that's not with the new quality, because I'm saying this to the fans too. Like, if you guys don't have it's really worth it. I promise you, it's worth
facts.
It.
Facts. All day facts, fam. I'm excited though, man. I'm really happy to be doing the show today. I had a couple of people mess with me. Goes, Pete, you're taking the day off today, right? It's your birthday. I said, take the day off. I said, what is a day off? What is a taking a day off? We don't do that.
What is that? Come on.
We don't do that around here, man. We don't need to take the day off. We got Yankee stuff to talk about. And on top of that, too, another good thing is I believe Carlos Rodon is on the mound tomorrow.
Yes.
So we're going to be covering that. I told Brophy, I wanted to have a conversation. I wanted to talk with Brophy tomorrow. He goes, yeah, but Rodon's pitching, so are we doing that like afterwards? You know what, you're right, save it for
exactly.
Later in the night, we'll figure it out sometime. So my plan tomorrow, guys, is to do All Rise, is to do game season live, and is to do post game season live tomorrow. So we're gonna have a very, very busy Monday. I'm excited for it, but let's get right into the news that we have right now, and that is the Yankees figuring out who their number five starter is. Guys, you got 180 plus in here. Smacky the likey, hitty the subby, share this out, do all that good stuff. But let's talk about this, because first and foremost, I don't think me and you have discussed, even though we did in Florida a little bit, but there's been updates since then.
Exactly.
How concerned are you about Gerrit Cole pitching this year?
It's crazy, man, because I think every day of the week this week, I would have given you a different answer.
Facts.
Like the way 100%. That, like when I left on Monday, right? And yeah. That's when everything broke was Monday. So, yep. I mean, that Monday, I felt terrible. Tuesday, I felt even worse than Monday because of the way that Boone and everybody was talking. I would say that as where I'm at today, like now that we have actual diagnoses of what's, and I forget what it was. Oh, and I said actual diagnoses and I don't remember the name, but it's a nerve. Oh, yeah, it's a nerve, it like a nerve impingement, right? In the elbow.
Yeah. It sounds like an E, I think.
There's a name for edema.
Edema. Something yes. like that. Yeah.
So I feel a lot better now that I know that it's that. It's a little bit weird that our ace is actually ailing from that. It's just it's not a common like injury like for a pitcher. It's not common, but the good news, I guess you could say, is that the recovery is pretty straightforward. On that, he's not going to throw for 2 to 4 weeks. Mm-hmm. When they say 2 to 4, I'm leaning on it's going to be 4 weeks because he's our ace and he's too important. But I will say that after the 4 weeks, if Gerrit Cole does take the ball and start throwing, I'll feel a hell of a lot better about our chances of getting him back in June sometime.
I think one of the biggest signs of the whole thing was his reaction to it when he was talking to, I think it was Meredith Marakovic, but mm-hmm. he seemed relieved in a way.
Yeah.
Like, because he was scared. Okay, it seems like there is no tear at all. Like, there's mm-hmm. no partial tear, no nothing. Mm-hmm. It seems more like you just need a rest and this exactly. thing is going to be better. And that is 100% best case scenario for the New York Yankees because, again, there's a lot of things going on right now. There's a lot of rumors still out there about who the Yankees may go target. There's also a report today, and I want to talk about this, that just came out from Eric Boland mm-hmm. that says that Will Warren is the favorite to get the number 5 starting spot for the New York Yankees. And again, shout out to Dane on that one, because Dane said before Warren even threw a pitch in spring training, he could potentially be a guy that makes the Yankees rotation. And potentially he's close to actually doing that. Yeah. So I want to talk a little about him. I want to talk about some other another pitcher that is out there that's getting some attention. But really quickly, guys, a couple of things from our sponsors. 4Q Coffee, you guys already know, have some 4Q. We mm-hmm. now have a promo code, NYYU, gets you 10% off and free shipping. So make Let's sure you're utilizing that. And you guys already know Manscaped, of course, manscaped.com. Use NYYU, 20% off and all that fun stuff. We do got a super chat from David Douglas. He goes, oh, what a rush. Pete and Francis over the Legion of Doom. Damn. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I don't know about that, bro.
That's heavy.
I mean, if Francis wants to take on the Legion of Doom in their prime we're going to get our ass whooped, but listen, we got to do it.
I was about to say, bro, if I got to ride with Pete, I ride with Pete, but yeah, I'm glad that we're on the same page. We know we're taking that L.
we handed the L in before we get in the ring. Like, all right, let's do this.
It's like, I'll fight. I'll do it.
Yeah, we'll
I know we're losing, but it's cool, man. We're going to go down.
We ain't beating Hawk and Animal. I'll tell you right now. We ain't beating Hawk and Animal. Nah, so God
in
bless
their prime?
Him. God bless them. In their prime.
Come on. Nah,
that ain't going to happen. That ain't going to happen. Our guy, Jeff J.
Thank you mm-hmm. for being a friend.
But Jeff says, okay, edema is medical for swelling. That's a sign of a problem, not a diagnosis. Okay. We still don't know, at least publicly, what the diagnosis is. That's interesting. Jeff, by the way, folks, if anybody doesn't know, is a doctor. So Jeff would know. That's interesting, Jeff. That is interesting. And here's the thing and Francis, I don't even want to talk about this, but I got to say, because we speak our mind and it is what it is.
Yeah.
The last thing I want to happen, and we know the Yankees, because mm-hmm. they've done this. Exactly. They've done this.
Mm-hmm.
Is they go all hell rest, and then God forbid he gets surgery like in July.
Oh.
Or I know, please, like, but this is so fucking, excuse my language, my birthday. This is so Yankees to it do really something is. Like that. It fits them to a T. It's what they've done before, and I could see them doing it again, and I hope to God that's not it. I hope the recovery time he comes out and Cole goes, hey, I'm good, I'm ready to go, and that's it. But man, oh man. It's so Yankees for something like that to happen. That is the last thing that this team needs.
Yeah, and Thanks, Jeff, for the super chat. As always, we really appreciate your insight because, again, when it comes to like these medical terms and stuff like that, baseball is my forte. The medical side of it, I mean, what I know from having my favorite players get injured over and over. But yeah, so
the Yankees will turn you into a doctor.
Yeah, you'll start to learn all the terms and shit. So it's good to know that edema is for the swelling. But And Jeff J, you correct me on this. The reason that I said like I'm not used to hearing that about pitchers is because the last time I heard that, I think it was about an NBA player, and I think it was referring to the knees. So that's why I was like, on the elbow, like what? That's why it was seemed a little weird to me. And then now the way that you're putting it, you know, also kind of get like opens my eyes as to okay, this is why you feel a little bit weird about it, Francis, because. Yeah. You still don't really know, like, why the swelling, why. But, I mean, is it possible that we could chalk this up to what Cole said, that he thinks maybe we just ramped up too fast, too quickly? Mm. You know, a lot of times, Gerrit Cole's a different type of animal, right? Like, he just won a Cy Young. And whereas other pitchers might have come in and said, I'm going to chill out this spring or whatever, he might have came in and said, I'm going to go harder. I'm trying to go back to back.
Right. And there's a lot of pressure, too, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of pressure. You got Juan Soto added to the team. You probably know your club's going to score more runs finally. They did their job in that regard. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the last thing Cole wants to do is have any regression at all. So he wants to be better than he was the previous season.
Yeah.
And yeah, I can see that potentially being what happened there. But speaking
I can also
of,
see what you said before, too, unfortunately.
Well, please, let's hope not. Let's hope that's not the case. We do got a super chat from our friend Scott. Welcome to the Bigs, Warren. Need to see Judge soon. DJ Dunn, made of plastic. Devers owns us even in spring. No more injuries, please. Well, no more injuries we need. And let's talk about this right now. Let's get into the discussion of who is going to be the number five starter for the New York Yankees. Because what we know right now is that the man on the mound tomorrow is going to be our number two, and that is Carlos Rodon. We know Marcus Stroman is locked in. We know Nestor Cortes is the opening day starter. And we know Clark Schmidt kind of has something to prove. We all, yeah. I think as a team collectively, we think he's going to take a step forward and be better.
It feels like that. It definitely feels like that at this point. And I like what we've seen from Clark thus far. And I you know, we were there for his most recent start.
He was drinking a Pellegrino. Okay, I like that a lot. I like that he was drinking a Pellegrino, okay?
Yeah. So I'm excited. I'm excited to see what Clark does this next year because this is it's a big year for him. This is that put up or shut up time for him in his career. Yep. Like we're gonna see what he's gonna be.
Right. So thinking of that right now, where the Yankees stand. We did the show when we had Cole in the rotation and we gave our thoughts. I think it was like a 1-5. I think I did like a 3.5 or something like that. I forgot the exact number I gave the rotation.
Yeah,
it was about a 3.5.
Yeah.
Where are you on that right now? Like, we don't know who the number five guy is, so we're going to get to that next. But with Cole being out, does that kind of drag your number down slightly, significantly? What does it do?
I got to be honest with you. I think if I was at a 3-5 with you, with Cole being out, I'm probably at a 1-5.
Damn! I was going to say 2-5. My man said, nah, we dropping all the way down.
I'm going to tell you why. It's like, again, some people might say it's only one pitcher, right? He goes once every 5 days. But the thing about it is momentum is real. Right. This is why we get so upset with Boone sometimes, because we feel like he doesn't manage with the feel for the game that he should. Mm. Momentum is real. And when you have a guy like Gerrit Cole at the top of that rotation and you know he's coming every 5 days, giving everything he's got, throwing 100 miles an hour, 6-7 innings, just going at people's throats and necks every 5 days. Right. That sets the tone.
Yeah.
We're going into the season on opening day kind of all over the place. I mean, as of a couple days ago, it was a mystery. We didn't even know who was taking the ball for the first game of the season, right? So that leads me, I mean, yes, now we know it's Nestor and everything, but, and it's not a shot to Nestor. It's just like, who do I want setting the tone at number one every 5 days? If it's not Gerrit Cole, that changes a lot for me.
Yeah.
So I dropped down 2 points. I mean, I think if I could be a little bit fairer, maybe I could say I'm at a 2. But if I'm just going off of what I feel right now, I'm at like a 1.5, man. And if the rotation comes out good to start, that'll change. But right now, I'm at like a 1.5, bro, to be honest with you.
Look, I mean, who can fault you for that? I mean, chat, you let us know in the chat. 1 to 5, 5 being the most confident in the Yankees rotation, 1 being the lowest. Where do you guys stand right now on the Yankees? I want to hear that. We also got a super chat from our friend Jeff. You're sampling the best. If anyone gets a boo-boo, the body sends cells to fix the problem. That's edema. I feel somewhat relieved knowing that the surgeon didn't recommend surgery since they'd get paid to operate. And apparently there was 3 people. There was one surgeon, but there was also 3 doctors that apparently none of them fully recommended surgery.
Yeah. What? And I should have brought this up initially because this is something I wanted to talk about all week, but I've been waiting for, you know, DS to get this off.
Okay. How? I love that. I love that. How? He waits for the DS. Okay.
How telling is it, Reed, that Gerrit Cole saw all 4 Yankee doctors, let them read his MRI, listen to all of them, and still said, thank you.
Yep.
But tomorrow I'm getting on a plane to California and I'm going to go see my guy.
Let me tell you something, man. It's something that we've all talked about for a long time. It's weird how a lot of players on this club have their own thing, whether it's your own doctor, whether it's your own hitting coach, whether it's your own whatever it is, therapist,
conditioning people,
coaches, whatever it might be, there's a lot of players on this club that's like, yeah, I ain't going to you, brother.
Come on, brother.
I ain't going to you.
Come on, brother.
It's interesting. But let's see what we got in the chat here. Man, we got a lot of people. Look at this. Oh, that down. 3, 2, 3, 2.5, 0, 2.5, 2, 2.5. Look at this. Jonathan Alvarez is still a 3.5. We got somebody that's a -1. John Brophy is a 3.
Okay, bro.
Alex is a 2.5. Sandy, what's going on, Sandy? Sandy is a 3, and thank you for the birthday wish. I appreciate that. We got ones in there. We got a lot going on here, folks. We got a lot. We're going to talk about who could fill in, though. Kev Cruz, my guy, with a super chat. Thank you for being a friend. Yo, I'll tell you this.
This is why we don't got the hats on.
He said, this DS episode is brought to you by Cresci Pelo, okay?
Yeah.
Hey, let me tell you something, man. It helped my fronts out, though.
Let me tell you, Pete, like, this is going to sound crazy, but in Florida, like, I was like, is Pete got a lot of fucking hair, bro?
Bro,
like,
Cresci Pelo, fam.
Pete got people a lot don't know of about fucking
that.
Hair,
if
bro.
You guys don't know about that, I'm going to tell you right now, forget about going to any doctors for the hair.
Don't go to Turkey.
The drops. He said, don't go to Turkey.
They're going to Turkey to get the transplants.
So look, the designated spitters are telling you right now, Cresci Pelo, that's all you need. That's
we're going to have a promo
it'll cure
code for
you
them.
To fix you. That's it.
We're going to get a promo code for them. It's coming. Don't worry. I mean, we're going to have to negotiate in Spanish with them, but it's all good because we got all our bases covered here, man.
Can't Cole just put the fucking Viva Peru on his elbow and that should heal it up?
Let me tell you. You want? Oh man, I shouldn't even tell this story. I'm not gonna say the coach's name. I'm not gonna say the coach's name. But all right, I was 12 years old. We're playing in a tournament, right? First of all, if your 12-year-old is throwing curveballs like a lot, like you should,
yeah,
like,
that's
stop.
Kinda crazy, right? Yeah,
stop.
Yeah,
do not do that. All right, but I'm in my 30s. 20 years ago, it was a wild time, all right? We were throwing spike curveballs at 12 years old. So anyway, we're in a tournament, and we already played 2 games, all right? The first game, I came in relief in the 4th inning, and I think I pitched to the end, which was 6 innings. So 4, 5, and 6, 3 innings. The second game, I started, and I went 4 innings. So now I've pitched 6 innings. The third game, we're about to start, like, in 20 minutes, and the coach comes up to me, and he's like, yeah, I'm going to have you start. And I was like, no, I just started the last game. Remember? He's like, yeah, no, I know. But I need you to go. I was like,
it's that important, bro.
So I'm like, I put my arm is cooked. So I don't even say anything. I just lift up my arm like this and I show him my elbow because you can tell it's red. Like I've been, I'm a kid. And I was more light skinned. I didn't have as many tans on my body at the time. Yo, son took out the Vicks. I took out the Vicks and Bro. Rubbed Vicks on my elbow and my wrist
Damn.
And said, no pasa nada, just go out there. I was like, and I was 12 years old. My parents didn't travel with me. That's another thing. If your parents got kids playing, travel with your kids because they do crazy shit sometimes. My parents weren't there with me. I went out and I pitched. I mean, it was.
Garrett, if you're watching, I'm just saying. And we Jeff, I ain't no doctor, but I'm just going ahead and saying, all right, we'll just leave it out there. But let's talk a little. There's a couple of things I want to get into, but I want to stick to the Major League Club right now. But I also do want to talk about the future of the New York Yankees, man. Because again, guys, you guys know me as Pete Dombrowski. I'm ready to deal anybody. But I'll tell you this. The future of the New York Yankees, I'm going to put it on record right now, and people in here can say I'm nuts and all that, is brighter than it's ever been in the organization's history. And I know that sounds crazy. I don't know how the prospect stuff was way back in the day. I got no clue. But I do know how it's been since I've been watching baseball. Mm-hmm. And it's been pretty shitty. But man, oh, yeah. Oh man, do we have some guys that everybody should be excited about. And also the reason why I'm comfortable with trading some guys, because we got so much more on the way coming up. We may not have even seen our best prospects yet. We've seen a little bit of them, but some of you may not know about them. But let's continue on right here. Will Warren.
Oh, yeah.
Will Warren is a guy, again, today in today's game, he got hit. He got hit pretty hard early on. I'm going to pull this up here real quickly. Yeah. So Will Warren's rocky first inning didn't hurt his chances at the fifth starter spot. It improved them. How? According to conversation with those inside and outside the organization, Warren has made himself a favorite, if not the favorite, to be the number five starter for the New York Yankees. Now, a lot of shout out again to our prospects team here at NYYU. We've just had the great addition, of course, of John Brophy, but Los and Dane have been on this for a minute. They've told us about Will Warren and how good this kid can be. Dane went as far as saying before any of these guys threw a pitch in spring training, he could make the rotation. And we're sitting there going, but where? And he's like, I don't know. He could knock some of these other guys off the list. He could knock maybe a Clark Schmidt off. He can knock a Nestor Cortez off.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it kind of went in a bad way. We don't want Cole to go down. But I'm going to be honest with you guys. Will Warren has really, really impressed me. Yeah. He's impressed me. He has a wicked slider. I'm using that wicked term because of Boston today, right? He had a wicked slider. First inning, they got him. Other than that, he whipped some ass, all right? He handled his business.
Yeah.
But he's also thrown innings. So it's not like you sit there and go, he can't give us 160 if we needed it. He can. No.
Yeah,
Will Warren can do that. So I'm excited about the possibility of this kid. We know Luis Gil, right? We know Clayton Beter. Yeah. Who is your favorite within the organization? Is it Warren?
I got to be honest with you. And I think I feel bad because people know I've been talking about Gil like the last three,
Love
four
kid,
times I've been on camera.
Yeah.
But and I wholeheartedly want to see Luis Gil up pitching for the Yankees and getting a shot at the rotation.
Yeah.
One last shot to see if that's going to be it or if we should transition him. But I think as of right now, I like that the Yankees are thinking Warren. And I'm going to tell you, I'll tell you this. I'll tell you this.
That's like a new tagline here. I'll
tell you this. The reason that I like it is one, Luis Gil's coming off injury, right? I want to slow walk the dog with him. Like, I like that he's going to start in the minors and be able to build up. I know he's looked phenomenal. I get it. I saw the 8 strikeouts and I saw it. I'm with everybody. I get it.
Yeah.
But I do want to slow walk the dog because I don't want to, because one more setback with Gil and Dane, and you know, those of us who have watched at this point, like he's very young, but one more setback could really change everything.
I agree.
Warren, on the other hand, is healthy as an ox. He's pitched.
Knock on wood.
Like you just knock on wood. Knock on fucking everything, because with the Yankees, you never know. He's healthy. He's pitched the innings, like you just said. And yes, he did get beat up today, but
he had a bad first inning too. I see somebody in the chat go, did you see his outing? He had a bad first inning, to be fair. He bounced back.
So did Clark when we saw him last, right?
Correct.
Again.
Correct.
I and because some people feel like we're making excuses, but it's spring training. I'm not saying that that doesn't mean it's not gonna happen in the regular season, because it very well could a couple times. But in spring training, a pitcher comes out and has a bad first inning. I mean, how common is that? Like, let's take it off Yankees pitchers for a second and just look around. Like, has Corbin Burns looked like the Corbin Burns that you're used to seeing in mid?
Correct.
No, like, it's spring training, guy, is for a reason. So, again, when a pitcher gets roughed up like that in the first inning, personally, in spring training, I choose to look past that and to see what happens after. With Clark Schmidt, he came in after and looked phenomenal. With Will Warren, he came in after and showed me a lot of things that I am very confident about, and I see why the Yankees are saying, look, this might be our guy at number five to start the year.
Now, no doubt.
We're just talking about starting the year, right, Pete? So,
correct.
Like, to me, he makes more sense if we're talking about a temporary role in the rotation to start the year, because this is basically show me what you got right now. Where Cole's not going to be here, and we're a little bit shorthanded. We're going to give you a shot, kid.
Yeah, and another thing, Francis, too, that we also have to remember. Keep this in mind, guys. Here's a guy who finished in AAA as one of the best pitchers in AAA.
Yep. Yep,
I think it's less, and Dane, you'll know this, Brof, you'll know this, Yankees, Carlos, you'll know this, but I think he finished like with close to a 3 or under 3 ERA over like his last 6 or 7 outings in AAA. I mean, he really put it together.
So, I don't remember the exact number, but you're right. It was good.
Something along those lines.
He was
so
on a good run.
These guys know this already. Yeah. They know that this kid has handled that league. They've seen a lot of what they like right now. Now, he's not on the 40-man, so he does have to be added to the 40-man, but let's be honest here. That's not a hard thing to do. It's not like the Yankees got to pull teeth here. It's very, very simple for them. They got, you know, 5 catchers on it right now. Ben Roethlisberger probably doesn't have a spot on this club. He's either going to be traded or just outright DFA'd. So we'll see what happens there.
On top of that, is Cole on the 60-day yet?
Oh, you got that also. So no, he's not, I don't believe.
Yeah, I haven't seen that move made. So
even better than I thought. Dane said he had an 0.94 ERA over his last 5 appearances.
That's nuts.
So, they know this already. And look, everybody that we have heard from this offseason that gives us information on prospects have all said that Will Warren is better than what people are even giving him credit for. And I think we've seen the maturity. I think people are seeing it. I think the Yankees organization have seen it. And going back to Luis Gil, again, there's a couple of prospects in his organization that I really love and I stick to. Luis Gil has been one of them. He's been one of them since he got called up the very first time, and I knew about him well before that, and I've been waiting on that call-up. He got it, and let's not forget how great he was. He had surgery, right? He's on his way back. The thing about Luis Gil is I think they're going to want to see it in AAA a little bit. If you're going based off pure stuff and numbers, yeah, you probably go Luis Gil's the guy. I mean, you can't go wrong. Now, if the Yankees named Luis Gil the starter, I wouldn't be upset. I would say, okay, cool.
No.
We love Luis Gil.
Yeah, why not?
But I think they're probably going to want to keep him down there until after, what is it, May 15th, when you get an additional year of control.
Yeah.
They'll probably do that with a guy like him because he missed time.
Yeah.
You know, he missed that whole year. So they probably want to give him the chance to build back up to what they believe he could be. But Luis Gil looks great. Clayton Beter looks great. Will Warren has looked very, very good. The Yankees have options. They have depth. It's something we talked about a lot. And I don't feel they can really go wrong in whoever they choose.
Listen, they're in a great position right now. And it speaks to the point that you just made, where a lot of people might say, oh, you guys are being hyperbolic, but we're not.
No, let's tell you like it is. You guys know that about us.
We say
if it was shit, we tell you it's shit. These guys are not shit. They're viable starters.
Bro, 2 years ago, we said that the team was a fourth place team. We just happened to be a little early on it. So
Correct. We're
the same people who did that. And we're telling you right now that as it currently stands, the Yankees' future is brighter than we've ever seen it since we've been watching.
I got some video. You guys probably already saw it already, but I'm going to play that shortly. But whew, Yankees' future is there, man. And a couple of these guys we talked about are there too. Before we get into an outside option for a starter, I want to talk about that too. Let's get to these super chats we have. My guy, Jeff J, yet again. Go a little Wolfpack. Mm-hmm. Little Wolfpack with Jeff J. He says, I coach my son's Little League and soccer teams. Everyone learns day one, I'm the doc on the team, and I pull kiddos off the field when they need it. No Vicks or Bayron rubs on my team. Okay, hey. little no Vicks action. Okay,
Jeff J, I salute you for that. You taking care of people's kids, worrying about their future. So it ties right. in. Ties
Our guy in. Alex says, "What's the deal with the closer position?" We'll talk about that. The Ace Avenue says, "Happy birthday, Pete! Cheers to many more." I appreciate that, brother. Carlos says, "Happy birthday, bro!" But not seeing Cole 45 for 2 months is discouraging until proven otherwise. 100%. It's terrifying. Yeah. Kyle yeah. Malay says, "Just want to wish Pete a very happy birthday. I hope you had a great day. I've had an amazing day today, so thank you guys, and I'm having a great time right now on DS. Mm-hmm. This is home for me, being behind this camera and mic, so I love being here with you guys. We're gonna talk about the closer, Alex. We'll keep that here, but I want to stick on this for right now, as of course, now the beautiful, lovely, wonderful fiance says, Francis, is your voice playing back in your headphones?
So, damn, Jared, why are you...
Why did she say that? Did she hear us talking?
No, it's that... remember, we were recording in Florida, and I was using your headphones. Because I don't... We never said it on air.
Yeah,
we never told you guys this, but...
Right.
And all the content that we did when it was the four of us, none of us had our own headphones.
Yeah.
Or even the wire, our XLR wires. It was
they
like,
all got to recognize how loud my playback actually is.
I got the blessing of using Pete's headphones.
Yeah.
And now I understand why you guys get the version of Pete that you do. Because there's no way you can have those headphones on and not just be like completely into what we're doing. Because you don't hear anything other than this. Like
the world could end outside. You'll see me like this.
Listen, there could be, I'm telling
you. Bam, that's it.
Like the craziest shit could happen in Pete's house. And God forbid, because he would not know. Like, no idea, until bro. The game is done and postseason game, like post game season
I'll
is done.
I'll find out then.
He's not gonna know. He's not. I mean, you might get a tweet afterwards, like, "Hey guys, prayers, please," because like the whole half of my house was blown off. I didn't even know. Like
no clue, clue, man. Jira says it goes through your soul.
But exactly, it literally you feel it in your soul. But the other thing that was like a new world to me was listening to the playback of my microphone and the headphones. Yeah. So I was like, oh, as soon as I get back to New York, that's what I'm going to do. And Monday, when I did the interview, it dropped a little bit later in the week, but Monday was when we recorded the interview with Bobby Malone and Dane. I connected it and I heard myself through the, and I love it. But today I couldn't get it to work.
Mario too, by the way, Mario's on it too now. He's like, I got to hear myself when I do these shows.
Getting into
outside possibilities, there's a name out there now that could be a real option for the Yankees. It is not Blake Snell, but it is one Michael Lorenzen. And I want to pull Michael Lorenzen up real quick because before anybody bugs out, flips tables, starts screaming, goes nuts, let's recognize what he would be, right? He would be basically what Will Warren would be right now. That's the fifth starter. They're not looking at this guy to be an ace. They're not looking at him to be some amazing pitcher, but the one thing I got to say about Michael Lorenzen, and I'm not sitting here saying Yankees, go get him, go get him, go get him. But what I would say about him, Francis, is he can give you some decent innings.
Agreed.
And he could be decent, especially for a team that can score. I tell you this right now, and there's going to be people against this and just say start the prospects. I'm not against that. But I will say this right now on record. I would not be upset if the Yankees brought in Michael Lorenzen.
I'm right there with you. It's crazy because I don't know why I assumed that you would probably lean more towards when it comes to that, like you might as well just bring the kids up.
You so just I thought never we have would disagree. Pitching. That's all. That's the reason why.
I thought we disagree on this, but no, I agree with you. I don't think. Look, I'll be honest with you. Either way, if they don't sign him, I'm not losing sleep over that. But
correct,
if they did
too.
Sign him, yeah. I welcome him with open arms. I think it gives us the opportunity to be a little bit more honest with ourselves when it comes to Warren's development. And if he comes and it doesn't mean that we sign Lorenzen and then, okay, so Warren's not going to get a shot. They may go six man early on. We don't know what they're thinking until Cole gets back. So
correct. Francis, I need you to do me a big favor really quickly.
Tell me,
can you read Kevin's comment in the chat?
Oh God. Oh God.
Hey, yo.
I use vapor. Oh, nah.
Yo, only here on NYY, you're going to get this. It's Mike, who's putting Bebop and Rue on your Johnson?
Yo.
Come on, fam.
Down the Johnson?
Down going the Johnson. Forget about it.
Going back to the Johnson with the Bebop and Rue.
Let me tell you something, fam. You'll be seeing stars for a few hours on that shit. Maron, let me tell you.
Listen, yeah.
Hey, designated spitters. You never know what you get on NYU. That's just what makes us different than everybody else out there. You don't know what you're going to get.
You don't.
L.I., don't you go trying that shit. You sick little bastard, you.
L.I., don't do it.
Don't do it.
L.I., don't do it. I don't want to see that tweet. I don't want to see that tweet like, yo, guys, pray for me. I'm in the hospital.
Because I watched Designated Spitters. No, disclaimer. Hey, don't do it.
Yeah, don't try this at home.
Everybody, don't try this shit at home. Don't listen to Kev's crazy ass.
Listen, man.
All right?
Kev is an experienced Dominican. You cannot.
You cannot
try the shit that's experienced Dominicans try with Vicks Viva Peru. You can't.
That's got to be a new segment. Experienced Dominican shit.
Exactly. It could be led and moderated by the MVP because she is another experienced Dominican.
100%.
Listen, 100%. Let me tell you, the one of the best things about the NYYU house was listening to Kev, Jira,
Bro, the stories are phenomenal. You guys are about to actually see Strowman Night. Strowman Night was awesome. But anyway, let's stick to where we're at. I don't want to give away too much on the vlogs. You guys are going to get that. You pull up Michael Lorenzen's, what is this shit called again? The StatCast? I forgot. Yes. What is a certain name for it?
Oh, this is the StatCast. This is not the FanGraphs, is it?
I feel like it's a different word, right? StatCast? I feel like this is not the Savant. Savant, yeah. This is Baseball Savant. This is the Savant page. So you pull up a Savant page, and I get it, guys. Like, there's a lot of people in here right now probably saying, pocket the money, stick with Warren and Heel and those guys. And I'm being honest with you. You're not wrong. You're not wrong on that. You know what I mean? I can't sit there and say anybody's wrong about that. But for a guy that is a veteran, for a guy that could give you innings, for a guy that has pretty decent numbers for last year, I think for Philly, he was terrible. He was really bad for Philly.
Yeah, he wasn't good.
Other than that, he's been decent. If they brought him on board, I'm not going to come on here live and go, why would they do that? We have Warren. Why? I'm so upset by this. I'd sit there and go, okay, Warren goes to AAA. We got a shit ton of pitching depth, and we're good. We're good. and we can go from there. So it wouldn't bother me. Is it my number one choice? No, I'm okay with them sticking with Will Warren or whoever else. I'm fine with that. But if they got him, don't expect me to come on here and be upset. I wouldn't be.
You can see, I think the thing is with Lorenzen, you can see the thought process. And it's
correct.
As a number five starter, we know exactly what we're going to get. Like right now in his career, he profiles as on a good team, on a team with championship aspirations.
Correct.
He profiles as a number five starter who's going to probably give you some more than decent starts against, you know, mid to lower level teams and probably get roughed up when he faces the stronger lineups, but you know what you're going to get. And let's be honest, as much as we like Warren, like, this will be a first. So we don't necessarily know. Now we know what we can project, right? But it's up to the Yankees to see if with Cole out and the questions surrounding Rodon, the questions surrounding Nestor, Clark Schmidt even being, you know, we expect him to take the next step, but that's an expectation, not a sure thing. And Stroman also, you know, struggled a little bit down the year because he was dealing with injuries. So there's some question marks there. Mm. Would it surprise me if they said, let's have our number five starter be at least for the beginning of the year, be the one thing that we know what we're going to get. So we don't have to worry about it because we're expecting whatever happens there. It wouldn't shock me.
I want to ask the chat what Brophy just put in there. Answer with the player's name. Would you guys rather see Lorenzen or Beater because he's already on the 40-man? Who would you guys rather see be the number five starter?
That's a really great question. Shout out to John Brophy. That's a really good question.
And the cat says he was an all-star last year with the Tigers. So people tend to forget how good he was. I think he had under a 4 ERA with Detroit.
Yeah.
So he pitched very, very well with them.
No, and again, you mentioned the 4 ERA. We were just talking about this. Like, baseball's different now. Under 4 is more than serviceable. You can do a lot with that.
And with a team like this that can score the way we are, we'll touch on that too. And after this, I do want to get into the prospects a little bit. But Tim says, don't care if they use duct tape, Gorilla Glue, fishing wire. Yanks have to do whatever they can to hold a rotation together until Cole returns. And it seems like we're, honestly, I don't think anybody's going to say Michael Lorenzen. I think everybody's saying Beater across the board. Fast yeah. Eddie says, Lorenzen in the five spot is okay. Picking between Hill, Warren, and Beater is going to be hard. Happy birthday, bro. Thank you so much, Fast Eddie. I appreciate you. Guys, we got 300 people in here. Smack that like. Hit that sub if you have not. We are 5 subscribers away from 23,300. Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys. But hit that like button also. But let's get into this, man. Some of the youth on the Yankees. And you guys know here at NYYU, on March 27th, we are doing Nights at the Roundtable to discuss the New York Yankees 2024 predictions, projections, all that. It's our show we do every year. Mm-hmm. Here's one that I'm working on now. I'm also working on a prospects nights at a roundtable for the prospects team, which is going to be huge this year. And I actually sent a message out to Los. I sent a message to Dane. Me and Brophy got to talk. But it is so important that the fan base knows what is coming up in the Yankee system. Yes. Because there's so much good coming up that people just don't know about. Beavis Lee Ray with the Super Chat says, yo, Pete, just to help the cause, see y'all on 420. Yes, sir. But before we go any further, I want to play you guys something that Brophy put together for NYY Underground. Let's take a look at this. Ladies and gentlemen, if that does not get you excited, and what a job done on that video, by the way, yeah. From John Brophy. Again, guys, you're not following Brophy, please go ahead and do so. But you saw Brock Selvidge pitch an unbelievable game, 4 innings, 8 Ks. The kid looks awesome. He looks better than what I was ever told. I mean, just great stuff across the board.
Oh, yeah.
TJ Rumfield, who is a first baseman in the Yankees minor league system, I got to see him at the complex. Easy double to left center field. Just Oppo power. And you saw that bomb that he hit and the little swag with the little giddy up out the box. I loved it. And of course, you guys know the other man that was in that video, Spencer Jones, going deep twice. Pete Dombrowski. He wouldn't be on the team right now, but that's just Pete Dombrowski. And then also a name that everybody put up here. Henry Lalanne, if you saw that gigantic lefty on the mound, that is indeed Henry Lalanne. You saw him pitch. You saw what he's capable of. You saw who that kid could be. And man, oh man, you didn't see the other players in there. There was only a few that had the big moments, but you didn't see Roderick Arias again in that video.
Yeah,
you didn't see the additional youth that this club has. The guys that some of you don't know about, the John Cruises, that some of you guys don't know about, the Brandon Maiaes you didn't get a chance to see. Mm-hmm. You didn't get a chance to see Connor Delgado. Mm-hmm. This is an organization, ladies and gentlemen, that is so loaded. George Lombard Jr., his mom followed me the other day, pretty cool. Respect. But George Lombard Jr., my goodness, folks. I mean, this organization, I got to tip my cap to him, but it also allows him to make smart trades. It allows him to be in on any big player. But man, oh man, Francis, you saw the highlights of this game. Yeah. You watched the game.
Yeah.
What is your thoughts as being a fan and looking at what the future of this club can be?
I think there's no better way to put it than what you said, that right now we have, you know, reason to believe that the future looks the brightest that it may have. And let's just say at least the last 25 years, I'll say.
Yeah.
That spring breakout game, I mean, first and foremost, we got to be there next year. I thought
you were going to say a round of applause to Major League Baseball, because they don't get a lot of things right. They got this right.
Oh, no, they got this for sure. Right. You're right.
No question.
Like, so let's give them credit where credit is due, because they did get this right. This was fun all everywhere. Not just the Yankees game. This was fun everywhere. We got to see Paul Skenes against Jackson Holliday. Like, we got some fun matchups.
There's some talent in Major League Baseball,
for real, man. Like, we're going into like a real golden age where all these teams are calling up these kids. I mean, Corbin Carroll, Jackson Holliday, Gunnar Henderson. You know, the Yankees with Jason Dominguez and Spencer Jones, and now we got Will Warren and guys like Brock Selvidge, who we got to get a nice look at. And like, we are in a place right now where the prospects in baseball are panning out at very high clips around the league. And this is good. This is good for the game, but especially as a Yankee fan, I feel amazing. Like,
yeah,
I feel amazing. I feel good because, again, we've seen the knock several times, right? The Yankees don't develop pitching. They don't whatever. Listen, the hitting was impressive. The hitting was impressive. Spencer Jones rose to the occasion. That was a big moment for him.
And huge.
He showed up. But again, pitcher bias, call it what you want. It was the pitching that stood out to me the most. I can't stop watching those highlights. Brock looked like an absolute monster.
Unbelievable. You know, it's funny, bro. I'm watching Brock Selvidge, and I'm as just somebody who understands that he was playing against other prospects. And let's be honest here, Toronto doesn't have the best system at all. I think they're ranked in the 20s.
Yeah,
don't have a phenomenal system. But let me tell you something. You saw the difference. You saw what the Yankees offense did to him. You saw what the Yankees pitchers did to him. The only guy that had a little bit of trouble was Neely.
Yeah.
But other than that, I mean, they came out there and they shut him down. But Brock Selvidge is a guy. Keep your friggin' eyes on this kid, man, because he looks really, really good. Command was good. He throws multiple pitches, and they all feel above average.
Oh yeah,
which is fairly important if you're going to be a starter. And let's remember, he's a lefty throwing 95, 90. He hit 96 a couple of times.
Yeah.
So he's staying in the mid-90s as a lefty. And we know how important that is at Yankee Stadium to have a good lefty in there. And the Yankees have a chance to have a few of them over the next couple of years. But Henry Leilani, man, you saw him and your eyes just opened up to what he can be. And typically when a guy is that big, one of the things you worry about is his command. He has great command.
Yeah. Well, the motion, he's big. All right. And I think when I see a pitcher like that, I'm always because there's a lot of moving parts and it's going to look a little bit discombobulated out there. Mm. His motion looks good. His motion looks good. He's easy mechanics. Yeah.
His mechanics
seem like very smooth. And yeah, I mean, again, height doesn't always have to be an obstacle, right? If you are, you know, a freak athlete, it doesn't really matter how tall you are on a baseball field. I mean, Spencer Jones, Aaron Judge, Leilani, I mean.
And that's also, Francis, too, another thing, too, right? That's also changing in the game.
You're right.
Because look, you got what? Ellie De La Cruz is what, 6'5", 6'6"?
Yeah, he's tall. He's tall.
I know O'Neal, what's his name?
O'Neal Cruz.
He's 6'6", around that height. Yeah. So you got a lot of guys in Major League Baseball now that years ago was always like the tall men can't really, your Richie Sexsons, that'd be good for a little bit, but they really don't stay in there like that.
Yeah,
you got guys
there
now
were concerns.
that are really staying in there. So, I mean, I just watched that game and I said, man, oh man, thank God for the prospect team that we have, because we have an amazing one here. I would say the best across the board. I don't think there's a better prospects team than NYYU, so we're going to give you guys, you know, everything, 100%. And you're going to know about these guys. And shit, I've learned so much about these guys. One of my favorite days of spring training was going to the Yankees training complex.
I mean, that day for me, being like, I'm a part of the team, but I felt like just a regular fan that day. Because the videos that you guys were posting, it was great. Yeah. It was great.
Yeah.
And I was so sad I left just the day before that, man.
I got to, you know, see up close one of my favorite prospects, and Augustin Ramirez, who I'm extremely high on this kid. He DH'd the other game. He had a base hit. We talked about how powerful he has to be, and you can see it. He's a very, very strong young guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But he was able to fight off a hard inside pitch and bloop it over to right field. That's not easy to do. You got to have a bit of strength to be able to muscle. They always say he muscled that ball out to right field. And there's just great potential. And like Dane just said, we didn't see Kyle Carr in that game. We saw him pitch at the complex. Me and Kev were right there watching him. We got some video on him, too, that'll be in one of our blogs. But our vlog, excuse me. But he looks amazing, too. And we got a big, big super chat. Jeff, I can't thank you enough, brother. That? First off, little brother, happy friggin' NYYU birthday. Brother, God bless you, man. I appreciate that. Secondly, did you get to see George Lombard Jr.? Yes, indeed, we did. God bless NYYU. Looking forward to meet the NYYU fam on 420. Yes, indeed, my friend. I'll say this. George Lombard Jr. has one of the best swings in the organization. Not even the minors. He has one of the best swings in the organization. Here's a guy who could be late. He could be late on a fastball, and he'll drive at the right field because his barrel stays in the strike zone so long. And he has one of the most beautiful swings and way up. Somebody, if I was to watch him and somebody goes, yeah, he's 18 years old, I say, get the frig out of here. There's no way. There's no way that kid is 18 years old. I've heard comps to Carlos Correa when it comes to him. Dane has heard comps to Manny Machado as his body fills out. But again, man,
Two greats.
A lot of frigging guys on this club that you as fans should be excited for. And one more thing, Francis, because you notice we've been watching the 90s and all that. Guys, I'm telling you as somebody who've complained about this a lot, about the Yankees organization and trade these guys because they don't want to play them and trade these guys because they never pan out. I give you guys my word on this. These guys are different. They changed up everything in 2019, the Yankees. These guys are different. Does it mean that everyone that we're talking about is going to make it? No. I'll tell you now, no, they're not.
Yeah.
But I would be shocked if the Yankees don't get a few more gems added to this club for the guys they already have.
And guess what? You're not the beautiful part about this is that whether they want to believe us or not, we're not the only ones saying it.
Correct. All right.
The Yankees or the Yankees system has been getting love from, you know, platforms that habitually always hated on the Yankees farm. All right. Baseball America, all these other like places that were constantly, you know, kind of ranking us lower than maybe we even deserve to be. Even when the farm wasn't all that good, we would fall a couple more spots just because. And even these, you know, publications now, they can't shit on us. They have to give the respect because they see what everybody's seeing. Listen, man, these players are great. They have a lot of good quality, talented guys, young guys, and also some guys who are already knocking at the door ready to go. So it's, I mean, look, man, we can say it till we're blue in the face, man, but for some people, they're just going to have to see it. And I think we're right about to that point where they are going to start seeing it.
I think we will, man, and that's exactly why I want to have the prospects nights at the round table along with the Major League night at the round table, because it is very, very important that fans continue to understand who these guys are. And look, I have a nickname here. It's Pete Dombrowski, because I am a win now mindset, to the point a lot of these guys in this system, if there's a right name out there, I would trade some of these guys. That's just Pete. That has nothing to do, actually, that has everything to do with the talent in this organization.
Exactly.
Because I believe teams would want these players. So it has a it's a tremendous compliment to who we have in the minor leagues. It's a tremendous compliment. But when you see a guy like Spencer Jones, right, and you see him up close, and Brophy was even telling me since he got drafted how much muscle he added. And this kid is absolutely stacked. Stacked. Amazing speed. Amazing power. Very good glove in the outfield. Just impresses the shit out of me when he hits a slow roller and it's not even close at first base. He beats it by a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, he has every tool possible. Dane said early, he goes, hey, look, it wouldn't shock me if we see Spencer Jones up this year. Yeah. I remember all of us were going when he said that. That kind of concerns me because it probably means something went wrong in the majors. And that's probably still the case.
Yeah.
But he could seriously make the Yankees sit there and go, I mean, maybe we do.
Maybe we
give him that chance. Because if he puts up the numbers we think he could in AA, that's going to be the telling sign right there. What does he do in AA?
You're 100% right. And I hope that if that's the case, we're seeing it because of the good reason. Because he was tearing the cover off the ball, and it was just like, we can't afford to not see what it's going to look like at this level. I hope that it's not like an injury or something that, you know, a setback, and we need him to take somebody's spot. I want it to be that he earns the shot to the point where they got to give him that shot.
Yeah.
Not like, you know, how we saw Dominguez and co last season, where it was like, we need a shot of life and we need it now.
Yeah, you don't want that. You don't want, if that's the case, then things have gone very, very bad.
Yeah, no, for sure. And to your point, we joke, right, with the Pete Dombrowski stuff or whatever, but
yeah,
I think it, you know, what you were saying is important that fans really get this, bro. Like, you're not just saying to trade people just because, like, yeah, we need the player, we got to get it back, whatever. But
not at all.
You have confidence in this organization that developed the players that you're sending to do it again.
And the guys in the lower levels that could be right behind these other guys.
Exactly.
100%. Yeah.
We haven't had, like, me personally, I haven't had that confidence in a long time. That's why, you know, when Severino was coming up and stuff, it was like, and I would think, like, damn, should they trade this Luis Severino kid? Or I don't know, because he looks like he can be pretty good, and I don't know who else they got pitching-wise that's going to, you know, whatever. But now, I mean, we just traded Drew Thorpe, and look at how many pitchers we've spoken about today.
Right.
It's crazy.
Not even just him. Five pitchers.
Yeah, I mean, we traded a King's Ransom, a pitching
arm.
That's
what I'm saying. I mean,
and
you
look
would
at who
think
we're still talking about today.
The majority of organizations can sit there and go, we're going to move this guy, that guy, that guy, this guy. We got to move four or five of our pitchers, our young pitchers, for these players. And it's like, holy shit, the Yankees still got Beter, Warren, Hampton, Luis Gil, these guys there, and then all the other guys coming up that are right behind this crop. So it is a good time to be a Yankee fan, especially to be a fan of Yankee prospects. We do got a super chat again from Rod Thompson. He goes, I just want to say I love y'all and the entire Green Grove community.
Salute
That's
to
a
Green
big community.
Grove.
For how many people are in there right now?
It's a very big community right now. They're, you know, they're sitting at around 150, but
approximately, yeah.
I figured. I mean, you never know. The numbers constantly fluctuate. You know, a lot of deaths. But hey, when someone's on their way out, you know, we get a couple on the way back in. You know what I'm saying? Francis is always recruiting. All right, I did a lot of recruiting down in Tampa. Got a lot of good. Look, we talk about prospects. I found some amazing prospects down in Tampa. All right,
I'm sure you did.
So Green Grove, stay tuned.
Green Grove, stay tuned. My goodness. Guys, we're 3 subscribers away from 23. So appreciate you guys. Tell anybody, friends around you or anything like that. Hey, man, hit that subby for Team NYYU. Ain't nobody like us, baby. But I want to wrap the show up on this little note here. I wanted to share this because not everybody has Twitter. But you guys will be seeing more from this day in our vlogs, but I did want to share this real quick. This is a picture, of course, from left to right. Yeah. That is Francis,
yes,
Kev,
sir.
Myself, Carlos, Yankees Farm, and of course, Mario. But I wanted to share this message with everybody. The strength of the team is each individual member. The strength of each member is the team. That is, of course, from Phil Jackson. Mm-hmm. The reason why I wanted to share that message is because I just think that is so damn important for people to understand that Team NYYU doesn't just not talk and then we get up and do this stuff. Mm-hmm. We're constantly in communication and we are literally all close friends behind the scenes.
Oh, yeah.
So I just think that's so important for people to understand that when we talk about being different, I think you guys can understand why when you see the vlogs. And it is a very, very different team. Everybody been messaging us. Kev, Mario was telling me about it too. Your guys' vibes are crazy when you're together and all that. And it's because of that.
Yeah. No, look, I saw that post. I love the Phil Jackson quote. I was a big Phil Jackson guy. Not so much when he came to the Knicks, but what he did with Jordan and the Lakers. So that quote resonates with me. And you're 1,000% right. And I think I love the vlog. I was saying it even before it released, like just when we were out there, and I realized that this was your plan, that this is what we were gonna do, because I like giving that to the fans. I like for you guys to be able to see what our vibes are like, outside of when we're doing what we're doing now. Because right now, like, we're working. This is, we're doing what we do best. Like, this is what we do. We're delivering to you the product that is NYYU. But when we're off camera, when we're just, the vibes are the same.
Yeah,
It's, I
always.
mean, this is who we are. Like, this is not just like, oh, like when people ask me, like, oh, whatever, like, it's like, nah, these are not just people like I work with. Like, I fuck with these people. Like heavily, I really fuck with these people, and it's crazy because it's like there's not anybody on the team that it's like that
Yeah, I
one's
don't know too much
annoying.
about that guy.
Yeah, like
Yeah,
I
I
don't
don't
really
know.
know. Like,
I'll
oh,
avoid this one.
this guy's annoying. I don't really, but he's on the
Yeah.
team. Like, nah, bro. It's like we were speaking about it in Florida, man. It's crazy just how things work out. Like
Yeah.
how we all like are from different places and whatever, but somehow we all ended up in the same spot. Like
Yep.
when things are meant to be, they're just meant to be. And NYYU is inevitable. Like this was inevitable. Everybody who's on this team is just meant to be here.
And it's
And
perfect
somebody's,
for it. Yeah.
I think Hirsch said it earlier in the chat. Like it's something like nobody builds a team like Pete, man. Listen, that can't be said. That can't be said enough. It can't be said enough, man.
Yeah, no doubt.
It's one of his best talents. I saw it in Florida, man. Just looking around the room, some of those nights, some of those dinners when we went to Topgolf, and I was just
Yep.
like, yo, this shit doesn't happen by chance. This is not
Right.
coincidence. It's just no way. So everything that's about to happen, man, this shit was predestined. It's predestined. Like,
And one of the great things about it was this fucking guy Kev says, and Bobcats. My goodness, fucking, that's not Kev back there. That's Percy. That's Percy back there. Dennis, I am into other sports, but this channel will always be just baseball. We're building up NYYU to be the number one hub for everything Yankee related. Until then, there's not going to be anything else.
You
You
did
know,
call a
we're
foot.
working on this, and that's it.
You did call a football game at the same time as a baseball
I
game
did,
last year.
yes. I
You
did
remember
call
that?
both of this. Yes. I did.
That
Yeah, I
shit
mean,
was
bro,
crazy,
who
bro.
wanted to watch the Yankees, bro? The Yankees was so trash. I don't even know
Yo,
what it was. Was the Yankees postseason? I don't know what the
it
hell it
was
was, but
Thursday night. It was Thursday night football, San
Niner, my Niners were
Francisco
playing.
and the Giants, and we were
Right.
calling the Yankees and something.
I mean,
I
the
don't know.
49, sorry for Giants fans. Friends, I know you're a Giants fan, but the 49ers whooped the ass so
Yeah,
bad
we got smoked.
it
We
wasn't
got
even a
smoked.
ball game, really, but nah, man. One of the cool things that we did get to do was the multiple cameras, and there's so many
Yes.
people that reach out and go, "Yo, that was absolutely awesome." If you guys can keep doing that, obviously with us, being in separate states and
All
things like
over.
that, you really can't. But, I'm not giving any giveaways right now. I give you this. You will see it again this year. You might see it again a couple of times this year, but guaranteed, you will see that again this year. So you may be shocked at the time it is, but it's pretty damn awesome. We're already working on this. And
Yep.
this team works, by the way. We're already thinking about
It's
next
crazy.
spring. We're already thinking about when do we do this again. So
Yeah,
you're
man.
going to be seeing that again very, very soon if you enjoyed it. So
Oh yeah.
keep an eye out. Follow us across the board. You guys know the deal. But you'll be hearing some good stuff pretty soon.
I can't wait. I can't wait for you guys to see what we have in store. And listen, if you guys are dying and can't wait for the next one, trust me, all of us are exactly the same. We are
Yep.
exactly the same. That the way that content came out, like I can't wait to see it again. So
I'm starting to work on it again tomorrow, so hopefully, by Wednesday the latest, I think you guys will have it.
there you go. Look at that. Look at that.
I think by Wednesday the latest you'll have, and just a little spoiler, day three is our trip to Dunedin. So, day four, Francis, you know this. That had to be a whole video by itself
Of
because
course.
Saturday was wild. Saturday was wild, let me tell you.
Who no, we did it. We had no idea where that day was gonna end up, man.
No idea at all. No clue whatsoever what was going to happen on Saturday night.
Oh
Saturday
man.
started great.
Yep.
It got better, and then it ended on like some insane, how did
High
this
note.
happen? How are
Exactly.
we doing this right now? High note from there. And of course, we got so much love too from the community
Oh
that
yeah.
helped us out on many different things.
Oh
Our
yeah.
guy
Yep.
Connor O'Neill bought us dinner one night. Ra Thompson bought us
Of
dinner and a
course.
UFC fight that night. So
Family.
so much love to this community also. But Francis, go ahead and do your thing and take us on out.
Listen, man, to the fans, it's all love. Y'all already know today is NYYU Boss Day. So if you haven't had a shot already, if you haven't made that rum and coke already, make sure you have it before
my drink
hits.
So have one for me tonight.
That's the boss's drink. And today we celebrate the boss, okay? And I'll tell you this. Smacky that likey. Hitty that damn subby.
But one away from 2023.
NYYU is the place to be in 2024. So keep it locked and stay tuned. Because, ladies and gentlemen, the next episode will, in fact, be the best episode.
And as you guys already know, we will never, never, ever, 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 ever come whack on a designated spitters track.
I can't.
Peace out, guys. Until next time. See you later.
Peace out, yeah.
Top 10 radar. Yeah, we on your radar. Never miss, dog. On occasion, yeah, 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 we on your radar, yeah, 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 yeah,
hey, on your look, top floor, lifestyle, chef and boy, I'm cooking up, way too high, ain't coming down, you see me if you looking up, I don't really talk too much, I show I'm running numbers up, I keep that on strolling up, I'm going off, they know what's up.
Top 10 radar.